Hey, Leluia, we are live. Welcome, my friends. Michael Basham here, the Spirit Force. Doing a quick live stream. Join us via Spreaker. Faithbucks.com has all the links, and you can download the Spreaker app, and it'll let you know when we're going live on here. We have been very banned, you know, and I mean, what do you do when you get banned? Well, it tells you you're doing something right. So keep spreading the information. Let them know that there's such a thing as election stealing, and there's such a thing as people dying from the poison DNA shots, and that they're getting ready to initiate Neuralink. Neuralink and Starlink. I wonder if there's a connection there. But not to be an annoying prick in the side of the enemy's domain, we're trying to really focus in on building God's people, God's spiritual armies, because it only takes one guy to pick up the fire and run with it, and that guy can light a bunch of other fires. So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight, and there's a lot of news going on, obviously, as usual. When you head stuff too much information, you begin to feel kind of helpless and despondent, and like somebody who they tried to tell everybody about the UFO that they saw, but nobody believed them, and then they just died a depressed alcoholic because nobody ever believed that they actually encountered something divine and amazing and inspiring. And what would be even worse is if you actually had a UFO and you needed to bring someone else to come and see it and fly with them, and nobody ever believed you. Nobody ever wanted to go with you into the mountain where you found it in the cave. And that's how I feel with a lot of things that God has given me and that we actually have in the spirit, is like we have spiritual technologies and revelations and giftings, and yet the majority of people, when you tell them anything that's not in their paradigm, they would rather die than open their heart and to know that there's something more than what they can see with their two eyes. I mean, it's a really sad thing, but that's kind of where we're at. But not you. A lot of our audience, I think the Spirit Force, the Spirit Wars audience, and those that listen to us via the Fringe Radio Network, we are seekers. Otherwise, we wouldn't take time out of our busy schedules to listen and build our knowledge. And you guys on the TikTok, if this TikTok isn't deleted. So I'm very thankful for you guys. And I just want to do my part and share my information gnosis. I started the Spirit Force white papers. That's going to be on my website as much as I can possibly post. We're going to go back and we're going to find all the best. Sorry, I just stuffed myself with pasta. Anyway, the best things that God has given me that have really touched me and that speak to me, I want to pass on to you guys. And it's not like some secret formula that follow, hey, you know, if you do this, you're going to be rich. It's nothing like that. It's more like you've got to stop caring about money and wanting to be rich, and then you can be rich. It's like the weirdest paradox ever. You've got to stop caring about that one thing that you want so much and let that die and come through that and find out who you are without that thing. And then God tends to bring it back to you. Because you don't really know who you are outside of your obsessions with, you know, becoming a professional dingle bopper or knowing every detail of the history of the Battle of Nagengrad, or, you know, you made the ultimate Lego kingdom thing. I mean, whatever. I mean, people can obsess over so many things, but it's very rare to find a man like G.K. Chesterton, for example, who, even with all of his intellectual prowess and his education, upbringing, the end of the Victorian era, he found God and just went to town writing and writing and writing and writing. And he happened to be positioned to interface with all the progenitors of the New World Order. And so I would say he's probably the greatest saint of our time. and probably wouldn't be Catholic today, too, if he was alive. And God showed me G.K. Chesterton before he showed me any of these other guys, like learning about the end times. So anyway, I'm rambling a little bit. Hallelujah. Let me pause this, and we're going to start another. I'm making little TikTok videos as we go here. We're podcasting live via Spreaker, Spirit Force Podcast, and also with the Fringe Radio Network. Oh, excuse me. Oh, I think so. I think so. Maybe I speak too fast, and I maybe need to change my format. Okay, we'll be right back.
Straight to me is where I want you to come, to find the answers that you see. Straight to me is where I want you to fly, to send you cry, find everything you need. I'm always right here for you to come, for you to run to, give you all you can receive. I will always answer your request, yes, everyone, as much as you will need.
Hallelujah. All right, so today we're titling this show to obsess over the Lord Jesus, to just be completely, and for the bride's visual, head over heels for him. Now, I think that the transgender movement has tried to hijack the idea of living beyond yourself. You know, living beyond your body and your identity in your life, in your, because the bride is going to be a quantum thing. The bride is going to be something that is so far outside of the normal realms. She is going to be. We're going to get into that. I have a phone call really quick. Thank you, Lord. I'm so sorry. This is so annoying. I'm working three jobs today, and I'm still doing the podcast. What was I thinking? Hallelujah. Okay, we'll be right back.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Sometimes it's easier to just do these recorded than live, as there are so many distractions, so many emergencies. I've never had more things pulling at me physically in my entire life. That's one of the reasons God put me all the way in Asia land, far away from not just my family, which is a great family, but just Western Judeo-Christian culture. Which is also great. You know, we're super blessed, but we're super inundated with entertainment and, you know, pleasure and just living for that and sports. You know, in the old days, nobody played sports. That was for children. It was only when the television was invented that sports became this idol. And now you have these men obsessing over sports. And that's why the next generation, they kind of figured out, well, it's actually more interesting to just sit in a chair and play video games. And you get that dopamine and, you know, you get to see impossible things when you play video games. So I'm an ex-gamer. I mean, I'll still play a little StarCraft 2 here or a little Resident Evil 8 there. And Metal Gear is my kind of go-to game throughout the years, but it's got its place. You know, it's not supposed to take over your life. I mean, video games is like going and it's like an exercise for your imagination. And in the likewise manner with what we were saying about the bride and the quantum entanglement with the bride, she is a person. She's going to manifest somehow, some way in the multiverse of quantum highest level of God. She's going to become a part of the Trinity under Jesus. And she is literally like hardwired into all of us. Like, think of Neuralink. Think of Starlink. Think of how Satan is going to try to create his own death kingdom, and he's going to make everybody who takes this Neuralink into his little vampire brides of Satan, pretty much. You're going to be, your mind is going to be possessed by him, and you will be dragged into the abyss of hell and the eternal torment of the lake of fire with the beast and the false prophet. So likewise, Jesus, opposite, he's trying to get all of us to know the joy and the love and the freedom and the ecstasy and the wonder and the thrills and the innocence and the protection of children and the fruitfulness of birthing of children. I heard a joke today. It was like, oh, you had a baby? You know what causes that, right? That caught me off guard.
Oh, why did I eat so much pizza?
And pasta. Pizza and pasta should never go together. I was like so hungry, and then I stuffed myself, and now I'm regretting it. Anyway, the bride of Christ, you know, like, she is the ultimate creation of God. She is the penultimate, most perfect, just on the throne with Jesus, ruling the nations with him. And yet, she's also a city. So all of us retain our unique lives and our identities and our physicality. And the city of the New Jerusalem is so big that the saints of God who have overcome and who are destined to be with him forever, it's always a narrow amount of people. It's not every person that was ever born, but everybody gets a chance. Somehow God knows those are who are his. God isn't after zillions of followers. Jesus didn't run around for 3 years trying to make all these friends and get everybody to listen to him. He was after quality, and he knew that if he could just light the fire of those 12 disciples, those men, that would carry into carrying on the church into the future. So we're here to pass that forward and to remind you in your busy day, and hopefully we can be friends, but we have eternity to be friends and catch up. I can't keep up on all the social medias and everything, and that's why I'm resorting to writing and the spiritual warfare armies of God, of heaven, the white papers of heaven. That's not a racial slur. That's like it's like evil to say the word white now. Like, look how destroyed our society has become, how completely anarchy of the mind we've attained. Zero consciousness. We are now in a place where language is being taken away, art, culture, all of that's being taken away. For me, I had to go to Japan to get away from the familiarity of America, and there God took me and he set me apart and he gave me a missionary life, a discipleship life. And from there, he then began to give me back everything that I had given him. I'm like, oh no, Lord, you told me to drop out of school. Well, then he literally set me up with some people in Taiwan that paid for my education. I got a bachelor's in Chinese, which I never use, except we're starting a Chinese podcast. So I did get some skills. I'm not here interested in making money with this. In fact, it's actually a danger to me and my family to even be speaking publicly like this. I do enjoy it, and I know it's my calling right now. At least this is what God has given me the grace to do. But we have to get above the second heaven warfare realms of the spiritual warfare and all the news and all this stuff. We've got to get above that. And part of being a soldier of God means you go to heaven. You spend time in the presence of God. You don't just read the Bible. You imbue yourself with it. You soak in it. You meditate on the word. The word has so many lessons about that. But I promise you, the more you read the Bible, he will confirm his word to you. He will show you mysteries in the word, in the Bible, that will teach you revelations. Like, for instance, the book of Revelation, you can apply it to your own soul. And rather than reading it as like, oh, I wonder when the Euphrates River is going to do this or that, you take the whole book and you stick it into your heart and your mind and your soul, and it becomes a meditation, and you can grab sentences from that book and apply them to the healing of your heart and your soul and your consciousness of like, the angel of the Lord came down and his light filled the earth. Well, you could ask the angel of the Lord to come down and to land inside of my heart and to fill the darkness with light. For if you have any ailments, like we all do at times, you can ask for the trees of life, leaves of healing for the nations. You can apply that term nations to your body, all the different body parts, whatever needs healing. You can ask for wisdom and revelation. You can ask for the synchronicity of the book of Revelation, which we see coming true in the world externally. And we're all focused on the world and we all talk about the world externally, this and that. But what about the synchronicity of your timeline and your life? Lord, lead us. Lead us not in temptation. Deliver us from evil. Lord, cause our way to mirror your way so that there is no coincidence. Like every step is ordered by you. It says that the righteous man, the Lord, orders his steps and that the God delights in the way of a righteous man. And we acknowledge that we don't have righteousness in ourselves. It's all about God. But if we would stop arguing about theology and dates and details and obsessing over this election and obsessing over that Elon thing and obsessing over the, you know, it's all taking from you. All of that time where God is holding out his precious treasures, just unquantifiable amounts of riches holding out to you. It's there for you, right there. That Gideon's Bible next to the bed in the hotel. The Bible app that you never read, an actual Bible in your house, the Word of God, and a notebook with a pen that you can write your prayers. You can write love letters to God. It's not a gay thing to pour out your heart in adoration and worship and just obsess over God. He gave us the Psalms so that if you don't have the words for God, you can read the Psalms. Psalm 119 is a love poem. And I had another revelation. It was to take the book of Revelation and Song of Solomon and Psalm 119 and fuse them together into one big giant revelation. I'm not saying changing the word. No, I'm saying, wow, you just identify. Like that is the tattoo on your soul. Ah, hallelujah. All right, setting the tapes here again. Oh, hallelujah. So we're discussing the love of God and loving him back, because God has abundant love for us. So much. And I think people are so self-deprecating and they just have this kind of hatred for themselves. They think, how could God love me so much? And they're afraid because they don't want to sound maybe religious or be hypocritical. I don't know. But all you got to do is get around God's people and his love. Like I've had sublime fellowship the last 3 days. Yesterday, I spent time with a powerful Christian and prayed together. And today, I fellowshipped with an old friend. And the day before yesterday, a family member who is intensely focused on God. And when you physically meet someone, and there's a power to this too, that we're able to talk via the internet right now. I mean, it is something. It is a tool that God has given us. but it is a tool that can wear you down if you allow it to take over your entire life all the time, which most people have. You never see anybody anywhere without a cell phone, this little, they're basically their brain. And it was designed to be your brain. In fact, it might be a good idea to go and like buy an MP3 player if they even make them anymore. Can you buy an MP3 player that doesn't have an Android brain attached to it? There's no purity in listening to music from a cell phone. It's wired into all the other things. I was at Staples today and I saw a smart LED light bulb. Oh, and it connects to Wi-Fi. Oh, great. Well, you know those have microphones in them, right? So literally like your light bulbs can spy on you. This is the world that we live in is so, it's become so dirty with these little shards, these soul catchers. Literal soul catching technology has been discussed. The latest Tribulation Now they were talking about with Elena, these mason jars and these shattered glasses to catch souls of men, and that there is an actual economy in the dark arenas of the world that we're not really supposed to know about, but people call them underground military bases and whatever, the occult networks, that they have an economy using the soul shards of man. And most people, their lives are so robotic anyway, they probably don't even notice that they have lost a part of themselves. Maybe their attention span, maybe their ability to feel at rest or at peace, or maybe that sense of curiosity, that sense of innocence that you had when you were a child. Those things are stolen and they're traded as energy sources, because you don't realize like a human soul. I was talking to my friend Richard. The human soul, when at conception, there's that flash of light, right? And then at the moment of death, there's a difference in weight that occurs. And that amount of mass, because mass cannot be destroyed, energy has to be transferred. You know, you've got an atomic explosion from a tiny little atom. The amount of energy that a soul encapsulates is the equivalent of our sun blowing up or something. I mean, it's just the most insane amount of energy just from the human soul. And science is only now beginning to discuss this. You notice there's no further research on a lot of this kind of science, because science is supposed to be atheist. I mean, it's like, have curiosity, test everything, unless it has to do with spirit or God. That's for the underground based science. I'm very interested in this stuff. And, you know, the souls, and I've heard that the soul materials look like fabric. You think about that silver cord. I've seen a part of my soul come out of my body at one moment where it looked like some kind of floaty, like almost like an umbilical cord, like floating underwater, came out of my stomach one evening. I was deep in some kind of spiritual battle. It was a crazy time in life, but I'm not saying you should try that. It was just an amazing encounter. But the Bible and the truth of God and the reality of the mystical connection we can have with Jesus, it should take us so far out of all the riffraff and the posing and you know, people feeling shameful about their bodies or showing off their bodies all the time. I mean, all of it is a waste of time. If you would direct your attention to God and love Him, even if it's just with one tiny slant of a change of your radar, of your satellite dish, just one degree closer to Him each day, and then the next day, a little more and a little more, I promise you, your life will be different, and God will help you to tilt it the rest of the way. Just open the Bible, read the Psalms, worship God. You know, the bride of Christ, the adoration she has for her husband, love all over him. Just, you know, lots of just gushy words to God, even if you don't feel those, because it's not really you to start out with anyway. It's actually the bride of Christ in heaven with him, and she is yet to be unveiled. And again, it's this, it's like a new technology. It's like a quantum kind of entanglement type of thing. And this is the stuff that the New Agers just wish they could get a hold of. Oh, it's the divine feminine. Oh, it's the consciousness. It's when you, as a man, love God with all your heart, you become the manliest man, like David. You know, the mighty men of David were like the ultra super max fighters. And they were like, sir, yes, sir. What are we doing today? You become like Sorito Snake. You become like a super soldier in God's kingdom and his army. Because your heart is like a gushy, mushy, gravy mess of love for God. And that's all there is to it. And I got to go because my work called and they're like, could you come in early? So hallelujah, we are doing this on all fronts. You might see I'm holding my phone right here if you're watching. I'm using Spreaker software. This is a new phone I got. Hopefully the microphone is decent. I do use a Yeti mic, and I've got a Behringer and Sennheiser studio mic. I just got to get a new mixer, and I need to have a permanent space of studio use, which is not easy to do. Pray that I get that set up. I have a 40-foot spaceship fifth wheel that I need to find a place to park and that has good internet so I can do this from there. That might be my studio in the future. But 40 feet is a lot of space. Right now it's being used for storage. It's in storage, but that's a miracle in itself. That big old beast needs a little work. We got it at a super, super good deal. And my dream is just mobility of faith with God. I mean, look at the stars. Look at how many stars there are in the sky. I mean, do you think you're just going to stay in your little house and grow old and die, and then you're going to get buried, and maybe a wispy part of you is going to go to heaven and play a harp on a cloud? What a hellish way to look at your future. I mean, yes, you can look at the stars and appreciate their beauty, but what about if you could travel to the stars? You know that God knows the names of all those stars? You know you can pray out of the bounds prayers? When I think of out of bounds prayers, I don't just think, well, Lord, make me a successful podcaster and help me solve all my problems in life and help Aunt Betsy. Oh, by the way, please pray for Joanne. She's got major cancer right now. Healing for Joanne. Tumors in her lungs and brain. Healing for Joanne. That's all the house operations that we have. But when I think of outside the bounds prayers, yes, healing for all of our families. But what if you could travel to other planets and send, what if your soul can be divided and a part of you can go on a mission to Mars or a mission to Alpha Centauri while you're at home washing dishes? I mean, do you really need 95% of your consciousness to wash dishes? Isn't that why we use these phones to distract ourselves, to have podcasts and TikToks and things? We're giving our attention elsewhere. The portal that is taking our soul, our attention, our worship. But all to the glory of God. Whatever you do, whether you make a TikTok or a podcast or you're working or you're babying or doing whatever it is that causes babies, do it all to the glory of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Faithbucks.com. We will be back. We will be back. Bless you.